This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. And it's time now to hear from our listeners, as we do on Wednesdays. And topping this week's letters, reaction to our interview yesterday with Dr. Avraham Rivkin at the Hadassah Hospital in Jerusalem. He treats bombers and bombing victims alike in that troubled city. Kamal Hassan of Swartz Creek, Michigan, wrote to say that the airing of that interview, quote, projects the Israelis as humane, civilized people, while the Palestinians are portrayed as savage, born to be terrorists. I would like to remind you of the other face of Israel that you seem to ignore, the face of a brutal invader and occupier of other people. And now, here is John Allen of the National Catholic Reporter. He talked on Monday with Day to Day's Madeline Brandt.
Well, the signature issue for the traditionalist camp has always been the Latin Mass, the change of the celebration of the Mass from Latin to the so-called vernacular languages.
Their conversation about Mel Gibson's soon-to-debut controversial film, The Passion, and his brand of traditionalist Catholicism brought this comment from Matthew Scallon in San Diego. Ah, yes, he writes, here we have a bigoted host interviewing an anti-Catholic reporter. Guess that's what you mean by hearing from both sides of an issue.
Eric McNeil from Seattle, Washington, by way of Raleigh, North Carolina. I enjoyed Marcos McPeak Villatoro's vignette about Krispy Kreme coming to the barrio, but I thought I'd point out that Krispy Kreme is no more from Tennessee than yoga is from California. The company was founded in Winston-Salem, North Carolina in 1937. Yoga was founded a considerable time before that in Asia.
Listener Eric McNeil from Donuts Onto Worms. Last week, we interviewed a 16-year-old programmer, Aaron Swartz, about worms, viruses, and the hacker culture. If these kids really were genius programmers, says Dan O'Haver from Dexter, Michigan, they'd be showing up to school in a Ferrari, not dropped off in their mom's Volvo. In time, they will find they are no smarter and have to work just as hard as we do.
Hi. The story you just aired about the sons of famous athletes had an inaccurate statement.
That's listener John Theory. The story he's referring to was reported last week by Day to Day's Mike Pesca.
I can think of at least one example of a son doing as well as his all-star father. Brett Hull has had an impressive NHL career, at least as impressive as his father, Bobby Hull. Now, I realize that hockey might not be considered a major sport in California, but for those of us lucky enough to pick up CBC, it is the major sport. Thanks. My name's John Theory, and I'm from Whitmore Lake, Michigan.
And finally, our listeners have long memories. A month ago, on the premiere broadcast of this program, I talked about a young woman who, during an interview for a job here, was asked, what don't you like about NPR? Blah, 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 was her answer, and we hired her. Dr. Gerald Rosen, who listens to us on WHYY in Philadelphia, has been thinking about that comment, apparently, all month.
Mr. Chadwick, blah, blah, blah is the very reason why many of us listen to public radio. This is because the so-called blah, blah, blah is usually insightful, intelligent, articulate, thought-provoking, and or funny. The kind of blah, blah, blah that is really boring, inarticulate, and simple-minded rhetoric is what is often found on commercial radio, especially on the talk show programs. I hope that by now your new employee has begun to learn and appreciate the difference. Jerry Rosen, Huntington Valley, Pennsylvania.
Thanks to all our listeners who shared their comments. We'd like to hear from you. You can write us. The address is daytoday@npr.org. And please include a phone number if you'd like to have your letter featured on the air. I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day.